Sunday night, end of day two, I'm pushing my eyes back.
Trying to walk. Right. So last time I think we spoke about. Someone's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Remember Moshe? Yeah. Someone's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And let's say he hears. So we said Kaddish and Kedusha, that's quite clear. You have to stop. You have to listen to Kaddish and Kedusha. Parts of Kaddish, parts of Kedusha, you have to listen to. We spoke about last time. We spoke about Kriyas HaTorah. What happens about Kriyas HaTorah? Someone's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and he hears Kriyas HaTorah. What does he do? So we said some say that you should stop for Kriyas HaTorah and listen. And others disagree, it looks like. Others say the ma'aseh is not correct to have six. It's very hard to know what's your machriah, ma'aseh at the end of the day. What's the bottom line? It looks like some machloikas. Those were our Birkas Kohanim. And we said there, it looks like the poskim say one should listen to Birkas Kohanim. Birkas Kohanim is a chelik of tefillah. And therefore, if one hears Birkas Kohanim, one should listen to the Birkas Kohanim. We're talking about on the Yom Tov, wherever. It's not talking about Shlesh Batoya, that bit you see. It's talking about on Yom Tov. The brocha one should not stop for. One does not have to stop for that. That was that. And Kaddish. Then we spoke about Kiddush. No, so in Etzor, it's proper duchening. Yeah. You have to, well, until Vishmarech, you have to hear them, you stop for that to hear them say Amen. Yeah.
You don't answer Amen.
You don't answer Amen, just listen. Just listen to them. Kiddush, we said. So that was a machlokes about. Someone's on Friday night in Shul, he's done this Rhinish Manessi, he wants to be Yetzir Kiddush. Let's say he's got nowhere else to go. So what should he do? So we said, Lamais, you should not be mastic. If you did, then but it works. The Kiddush is chal. It works. Havdalah as well, we said also.
You said you shouldn't be mastic.
But if you did, you shouldn't. But if you did, and you listened to it, you get to Kiddush.
No,
you can't actually, you can't stop anything. You just listen. So Shomei Kohenet works, you just listen. I mean, it's better to answer Amen normally, Shomei Kohenet, but if you don't, you still, that's a good question, actually. A normal Kiddush, someone hears Kiddush on Friday night, he's been Yotzer Shomei Kohenet, and he didn't answer Amen. Still Yotzer. The Amen's not Ma'akav. Still Yotzer. Just listening to it itself is already the way to be Yotzer.
Should he be
Mechavin
to, when he said
Mechavin
himself, he should be
Mechavin
to that, in
Shmoneh Esrei? Yeah. But to be Yotzer, that's what he wants to do. He's being Yetzir Kiddush. He has to be Yetzir the Mitzvah, as he's supposed to be doing it, yeah. Havdalah also says a bit dodgy what you do. You shouldn't listen. It's also machlokes. Okay, right, so that was more or less what we said last time. Now, the question is very interesting. Someone's now, he's finished more or less Shmoneh Esrei. He said, I'm a Vorach, somebody's Torah B'Sholim. But that really is the end of Shmoneh Esrei, really. Maestro, we had a bit on. So here's a machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch himself says, that after Mavorach Samar Yisrael Basholim, you should not stop. You have to say Yud L'Rotzoin. The Mechaba, the Shulchan Aruch himself, paskens that without saying Yud L'Rotzoin, you cannot interrupt Shmoneh Esrei. So if you say Mavorach Samar Yisrael Basholim, you hear Kedusha, you have to listen according to the Shulchan Aruch. You cannot actually say any words at all. You can't interrupt. It's like being in Shmoneh Esrei. The Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah says that once you have Mavorach Samar Yisrael Basholim, you've actually finished Shmoneh Esrei. And b'di'eved, you're allowed to interrupt there for certain things we're going to say. Ma'aseh Mishabruah's hachra is that it's better, obviously, trying to get mechaba. So if you can squeeze in yilirotzo in imrei fi after hamavorach samar yisrael b'sholim, that's the best thing to do. If you can't, then you rely on the ramah that there's certain leniencies after hamavorach samar yisrael b'sholim, which we're going to see. So up to now, we've been speaking in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you can't talk for anything. So you can't answer Kaddish, you can't say any words while you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Now we're going to see that you move to the next section. The next section is, after Hamavorach Samar Yisrael B'Sholim, ideally, you should say Yud L'Rotzoin. And if you didn't, the Ramah says that's already okay, just Hamavorach Samar Yisrael B'Sholim is in the Shmoneh Esrei, and there's certain leniencies. So let's start with number one. Why am I you hear Kaddish, and you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you finish Hamavorach Samar Yisrael B'Sholim, let's say you said Yud L'Rotzoin, what can you answer? So, unfortunately, you can answer, Omen Yeshmei Rabbi Baruch and Omen Maya, that's definitely right. You're allowed to say. You should not say Yisbarach. You should not include Yisbarach there. And also, Omen of Damirim Ba'olma of Imru Omen, you can also answer. Those are the two things you can actually say. So, Omen Yeshmei Rabbi, you can say, Til Omen Maya, and Omen of Damirim Ba'olma of
Imru. Without Yulot.
Ideally, Rama says, the Machaber says, what you're trying to say, Yerotzen. So Rama says not. So we try to accommodate Machaber if we can. If you've got time to squeeze in Yerotzen, you should do it. If you can't, then you can allow the Rama that even without Yerotzen, once you said Bashalom.
You're limited to which obeisances.
Yeah, even after Yerotzen, you're still limited. It's not a free for all. You see, it's not a free for all, once you're in the account. So you're quite restricted, actually, so. Because Lamaisa, you're still open to Shemaat Melech, still in the middle of Shemaat Esau still. So there are certain restrictions still. But it's more lenient, definitely more lenient. So the first one is Kaddish. Again, Kaddish is you're allowed to say certain parts. Lamaisa, the Mishnah doesn't really speak it out so much over here in other kind of so, but the Mishnah just says that the dinim here are the same as in the middle of Birchas Krishma. Bein HaProkim. So it's the same rules, really, what you've got between Bein HaProkim in Krishma. So the first brachos of Birchas Krishma, what you've got there is the same thing that applies to the end of Shemoneh Esra.
What
was she?
Why
does
it not
10 people? No, you can't do Shemoneh Esra without 10 people. You have to have 10 people for Shemoneh Esra. Okay, the next one is Kedusha. What do you do about Kedusha? So you're in the middle of a kind of tzor, or you finish something, you start by Shalom. It's all the same. Hamarach, something you start by Shalom, from there till Oysa Shalom is all the same halachas. So what happens now, you hear in the middle of the Kaddish, so they say Kedusha. So now you can answer, you can actually say the Pesukim Kodesh Kodesh, Ketil Kavoidai, and you can say Bora Kavoid, Hashem Im Koimoi. That's it, those Pesukim you can say. But not all. Some say Yimloich as well, some say Yimloich, but not everyone says that. So again, that's clear, Kodesh and Bora you could definitely say. You should say, that's the right thing to be doing. The mice in such a case. Yimloich is questionable. Some say you can say Yimloich, and others say one should not say Yimloich. So that's the next thing of Kedusha. What about Baruch Hu? Someone hears Baruch Hu, what he's doing actually, hearing Baruch Hu is in the middle of Shemoneh Esra. I mean, he's talking about his minion pastures, right? Because that we spoke about last time. Why don't you hear another minion? So it could be you're not going to stop for another minion. So I don't know how he gets this over here. I don't know why. Maybe he's in a rush. Let's say he had to dump Shemoneh Esra first, which is not really ideal. Because you shouldn't start Shemoneh Esra before the rest of the Tzibur. It's not really correct. So what he's doing with Baruch Hu... What?
Both
of them, Chris, say it like that. Baruch Hu has got the same thing, actually. But it looks like it's two things. It's talking about Baruch Hu from Baruch Hu of Pesukim the Zimmer, and it's talking about Baruch Hu. It's the same on Loch HaTaka. The Baruch Hu is the same by both. Whether it's Baruch Hu of the end of Pesukim the Zimmer or Baruch Hu of Chris the Torah, then the halacha is that you can answer Baruch Hashem Avayach Elohim Avayach. You're allowed to answer. Yeah, that's the thing. The interesting thing is someone that gets called up for an aliyah, then what happens? I must say, this is very interesting actually. Someone gets called up in the middle, he's in the middle of the kind, so he gets called up for an aliyah. So let's say he's a kohen. So it looks like, ideally, he should not be called up. That's the truth. The bottom line is really, he should not be called up. There's not a kohen there. Even so, he's Maisei, he's Potter. He's not got an ochiv, so really you should not call him up. But the Maisei did. They called him up, Moshi. They weren't aware of what's going on. As far as I know, let's just see the Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah, Samach Vav Yud Ches, sorry, Samach Vav Chav Vav. I think he's talking about either if he's the only kohen there, as far as I know. It's very awkward sometimes with this kohen. I remember once, I was in the shul once, they called up a kohen, it was on a tannis, actually. And they called up a kohen on a tannis. The Maester Kohen says, well, he's sorry, but he's not fasting. It was quite embarrassing for him, actually. I don't know, it was so embarrassing. Huh?
How does he
know
the idea?
The question was Monday, Thursday. It's complicated. It depends what day it is, really. The Maester, he didn't want to get an earlier. Rick Tamachochem actually was. But it was very embarrassing, the Maester. He didn't want to. I don't know what he did at the end. They called him up. It should really should have happened. They should have asked him. Let's just see what it says here. Samach Vov, Yud Ches. Hold on 1 minute, wait, just 1 minute. Yeah, that's different because he's fasting. That's called fasting. Someone's having shiurim, it's called as though he's fasting. So he's allowed to, he's allowed to get called out. Sorry?
The reason, of course, is young.
What?
The lady is for young, but not for the
fasting. 1 minute, someone who's not fasting, can you get called out?
Mincha is a
Shabbat,
and the morning is Yom Tov. Or Tishvah. Yom Tov
laying. Tishvah
is on
Shabbat. Basically.
But yes, Yom Kippur.
Because Yom
Tov,
you're saying.
Mincha on Kippur is Mesupik. Whether it's a Tainis laying or Yom or Shabbos laying. But Yom Tov morning is a Yom Tov laying.
Nah, it's different. I don't know. Okay. Ah, yeah. But a maaser, if you're having shiurim zichron Yerushalayim, the maaser is called fasting. Zichron called the fasting. So that is the kriya of going to the Torah. So what happens? He gets called up. This person, he gets called up. He goes to the Sefer Torah. Funnily enough, he makes the bracha, the Rishona and Achrona, but he does not line with the Baal Keren. He does not say the words with the Baal Keren. He does not read the words.
Shalom before he goes up?
What?
Is it Shalom before he goes up?
That's a good point, actually. And ideally, if you can, see the later Bessarim, if you can do an Isha Shalom, it's better to do Isha Shalom. Yeah. And the last bit of the kind of so it's better to finish off if you can. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah, you should do that if you can. So it's interesting. So he gets called up. Namaisi goes out, makes the brochas before and afterwards, but he does not read, he does not say together with the Balkera. I don't know what he does. I've got some Misha Beirach. Let's get a baby boy. Maisi shouldn't do anything really. Ideally, he shouldn't say anything to the Gabba. Because really, he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He shouldn't really be speaking. Maisi, he shouldn't really. That's what should happen. That's Kriyas HaTorah. Then he's got Moedim. So he's in the middle of the Kayan Soi. He has Moedim. What should he do? So here again, he's allowed to say just the first three words. Moedim HaNachanoi. Bends down. He says Moedim HaNachanoi. Not to be different to the rest of the tzibur. So he can say those three words. Moedim HaNachanoi. But that's all he can do. It's all he's allowed to do. Also, Omein to Al-Kayla HaKodesh and Shemei HaTfil. He's also allowed to say. He says that. But no other Omeins. No other Omeins is the answer. Bichas Koyanim. He answers Omein on the Bruch of the Koyim. Let's say that's Sol, or whatever it is. He says on Yishmerech, he'll say Omein. Sholem, he'll say Omein. But he does not answer Omein to the Bruch of Bichas Koyanim. Now, it's very complicated. What yes or what not?
There is an Albert's Koyanim.
No, Pastor. What Albert's Koyanim? Yom Tov or during the week?
Weekday.
Nothing. Pastor's nothing. Grimly.
And Yom
Tov is different. Yom Tov can stop. Why would he get called up for Pesikas or Oren? That's also interesting, actually. He gets called up to open Oren HaKodesh. So it looks like there he's allowed to go. Mishmaros is allowed to go. Like in the middle of Birkas Krishmi, allowed to go. He allows you over here. Others are not so happy about this. It's not so good. And then we saw once a long time ago, Chiddush, about, let's say someone's in the middle of Friday night. Someone in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and a Kainat Tzor. And the Tzibur will start saying Vayechulu. Is he allowed to answer with them? Him or is he? Is he allowed to say Vayechulu with them? That's Chiddush, actually. I mean, I would have thought, what's... The Ma'aser, the book from the Moshe Modchen, Rosh Hashanah, they both say the Ma'aser, you're allowed to say, it's still part of the davening, it's all included in the Tefillah, you're allowed to answer with him, with the Tzibur, davening then. It's not called a Hefzik. I don't know anyone who argues on that, but they both say, the Moshe Modchen and Rosh Hashanah both say that's okay. And then finally, the other thing I found out was Yud Gimel Midas. They say, someone's in the middle of the sign, and the kind of say, here's the Yud Gimel Midas. That the Poskim say he should not interrupt for. He should not say that with the Tzibur. So very quickly, Rabbi said, very quickly, Kaddish is Yeshme Rabba Vorach till Olmaya, plus Omen of Damir Rabba Olma. Kaddish is Kaddish Baruch, Yimloch is questionable. Baruch, you're allowed to answer Baruch Hashem, I don't know
what.
What?
You should,
that's what you should do. You should.
That means any Baruch.
What's any Baruch?
So the end of doubling making a Baruch.
What's about?
Kindly.
Well,
it makes
a lot of
it's with all.
Let's say
you have. It looks like it's part of your tzibur. I don't know what's happening. The man said, well, you mean someone's came late for shul, and he's saying Baruch at the end of davening. Or in Exodus, when they say Baruch at the end of davening, you say. I'm not sure.
It's not for the tzibur.
Why should
you. I don't know. I'm not sure. Pastor, I would have thought not. I don't know. Sorry, Moshi?
Why has the person said Baruch on his own?
You can't say Baruch by yourself. You have to have a minion for Baruch. You can't say it by yourself. He got called up by Elias the Torah, which says he's allowed to go. He makes the brocha, we show him an acharonah, but doesn't line in between. Moedim, he says, Moedim acharonah. Omein of Akeh HaKosh Shemei HaTfili, he says. Be'ez Kerelim, he answers Omein, to the brocha, not to the actual brocha itself. Psichas Ha'or, he's allowed to go. And Vayechulu, he's allowed to say with it. He's allowed to say Vayechulu with it. That's at Kan. Is really these halachas okay? Now,
if he goes up to
Nariyah,
is he allowed to go back to his place?
Yeah, you can go back to where he was. Yeah, if you're allowed to go back. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, once you've gone out, you're allowed to go back to where you went to. Yeah. Now, as another, so that's up to the Kaizen. Now, what happens? Another story is someone's finished with Esra. He's finished Yularot, so second Yularot soon. He's ready to go back. He looks behind. Oh, right, the guy's done Mishpanes behind him. So he can't go back. Now, what can he interrupt for now? Is the person behind him is done Mishpanes, sir. The Maisi can't walk backwards. He's got to stop him. He has to wait, really. What?
Is that worse than him being...
It's better. Partially, he's finished his Mishpanes. And a kind sir is still your only thing I met.
You can do all those.
Yeah. I wonder, can you do more? That's the question. Can you do more? Yeah, you can zikha do it. What? Question is, can you do more than another kind of so? Because Maisa, really, you finish your Shemana Esra here. It's just, there's a technical hitch that you can't go backwards. You're waiting. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, Kuchab Dalas, you've gotten Dalas. Mishnah Berurah says here. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on 1 minute. Kuchab Kuf Chav Dalet, where am I?
You can't say it, so we know that. You can't even say everything.
What? Everything?
You can't say everything. You just can't go back. You can't say anything.
Can you say Tehillim?
Yeah.
Good thing you came tonight, Shura Zemcha. Good thing you came. Kuf Chav Beis, I've got Dalet. I've got one, I've got one here. In Kavah Siyem HaKod, someone's actually finished when this is Mishnah Berurah. He can't go back because someone's standing behind him. All omens are allowed to be done. You're allowed to say even he when you're waiting for this person. The question is, what else is allowed to be done? So some poskim say that anything to do with the tzibur din is allowed to be done. Let's say Aleinu, which is part of davening, Ashrei, Volatzian, things like that. That's all mutter. But let's say someone wants to, for example, say some Tehillim. It's not nothing to do with the tzibur. It's not. But first of all, you haven't finished Menesra, you haven't done Oysa Shalom. Called man, you've not done Oysa Shalom. In a certain way, you're still a Menesra. It's true, Lemaisa, you're ready to go back. As far as you're concerned, you're ready to go back. But Lemaisa, it's a technical hitch, you can't go back.
What about the
Chazan? The Chazan's got a good question, he wants to know why is the Chazan wants to start Chazan's shots and there's a guy down it behind him. It's a problem. You seen that before, Moishi?
Yes, I have.
That happens sometimes.
What do you do?
It's a good question, what you do there, Lemaisa. It's a good question. So Lemaisa, some possible maker for the Chazan to start without doing Oysa Shalom, such a case. Because he's stuck. What's he going
to
do?
You have to go back.
What?
Well, you have to go back.
Yes. No. Some allow the Chazan to start without going back. He just starts as he is, without going backwards.
Before
he says
Shalom, the
Tzibur says Tzibur. That's a Tzibur, Dickens. I think Pasha's anything to do with the Tzibur. It's a nice thing to do with the Tzibur. It's not worth Ashrei Avodah Tzion. Ashrei Avodah
Tzion.
What?
Part of
Davening. So Sfeir Zayim
was to be. Ashrei
was part of Davening,
exactly like.
Sfeir Zayim was not part of Davening. I don't know, I'm not sure.
Huh?
I would have thought it's alright. I would have thought it's a hit. Zichah hit is set with the Tzibur. Zichah Mai is set with the Tzibur. No, so I'm saying it's not. No, first of all, a lot of poskim hold that. A lot of things can be said at that time. It's really the end of Shemoneh Esra. So it's really, really finished Shemoneh Esra, really. Since you haven't gone back, so you've got certain limitations. I don't know. Even to hit him, some poskim will make it say. But to hit him's got nothing to do with some poskim allowed to hit him. Not even allowed to hit him. Some poskim allowed to hit him. And I said, Roshem Azam has anything to do with the Tzibur to Kedin. Whatever the Tzibur doing together, that's allowed. I would thought Sfeir Sotim now becomes the Tzibur saying it together. I would thought Sfeir Sotim was part of this as well. If I check it out, as far as I know, I think it's part of the Tzibur to Kedin. Now the Tzibur saying it together.
But I
live by willing. Why does it have to say after the meal? So, to him is a bit of a question, I might say. Some say yes, some say Arab Shem, but Yashu say you shouldn't say it. Others say you can. And learning is also not so simple. Are you allowed to learn? It's not so posh and simple what you're allowed to do then. The Maisa, the Mishmura says, I'm going to touch by it now. The Mishmura says, like what Chaim said before, if someone's in the middle of the Kainat So, and he's got the Chazan started Kedusha, it's best for him really to do Oysa Shalom first, even though he's in the middle of the Kainat So, to cut out the Tachmonim and do a Kainat, finish Oysa Shalom, and then answer what he can. Means all this is, if one hasn't got a chance to do it. then you're allowed to interrupt for in the middle of the account. Sorry, but if you can, the best thing that Mishpura says somewhere here in this verse here, that if most, I hear him saying getting to Mechaya Mesa when I'm in the middle of the account. Sorry, the best thing for me to do really is to do Oisik Shalom then, and then I can answer whatever. Let's see if we can find this Mishpura here. Yeah, you lost as well first. Also, you lost first, and let's just try. Let's just see. I miss the rule. Sif cotton dalad behi. I'll hit it. Sif cotton dalad behi. I can't see dalad. Yeah, it says even if he said Yerotzim, it called Mokim Yochel Lekatzer. If he can shorten what he's saying in the Karet Sur, could they lack Raglov in order to Akira's Raglov Otif Tfei? That's the best. So really, the best thing to do is if one can actually do Oyse Shalom. That's really the best thing to do. But Abishomim Yerotzim, even if he said Yerotzim, it's still better to do Oyse Shalom if you can. So once in the Karet Sur, a person realizes that they're saying Kedusha, they're going to do Kaddish, whatever. The best thing for him to do there is, if he can, is to be Oyker Raglov and to Oyser Shalom. Sometimes you can't do it. Someone's done it behind you. Sometimes you can't do it. Sometimes it's too quick. You realize in the middle of Kedusha, you can't do anything about it. It's too late. Then you've got B'diyah, but certain things you'll have to do. But if you can, the best thing to do is do a proper Oyser Shalom before you answer anything. All right, boys, I'll stop there. So I'll just talk about Sphere Soibi. He says, well. I don't know.